Okay, so I was at the movies. My husband was on my right, my teenage son was on my left, and good old Matt Damon was up on the big screen. And he was stranded on Mars. Oh my gosh, no one on Earth even realizes he's alive. What is he going to do? So he gets in his Mars car and he starts driving across the planet. Where is he going? I don't know. I haven't read the book or anything. And then he gets out of his Mars car and he starts digging. And that's when it hits me and I know what he's digging for. And the tears just start flowing down my cheeks. And I'm trying hard to suppress an audible sob because I know I am the only one crying at this part of the movie. And I'm just wiping away tears and my son looks at me like I'm crazy. And I lean over to him and I whisper, "That's my spacecraft." You see, I'm one of a few hundred people on this planet that put that spacecraft, Mars Pathfinder, up there in real life so Matt Damon could dig her up in the movies. So Pathfinder was basically a bet between NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory to see just how fast and how cheap we could put something on another planet. We had minimal budget. I mean, we were a joke. People around the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, or the lab, didn't even want to work on it. They thought it would ruin their careers. They thought it was doomed for failure. Literally, the joke around the lab was, for $200 million, we were trying to land a spacecraft and a rover on Mars for less money than Kevin Costner had just spent on Waterworld. So we were a lean team. We didn't have a lot of money, right? So we were a lean team. We were super empowered, though. That meant that if you did well in one area, you got additional responsibilities. So a lot of us got to wear a lot of different hats. So my first hat, my primary hat, was writing simulation code. Code that would fake the spacecraft out and make it think it was either flying to Mars or doing operations on the surface of Mars, when in fact it was right there in our lab in Pasadena. I'm particularly proud of some code that my buddy Miguel and I wrote that helped perfect the flight navigation system. Code that is still being used on Mars missions today. Because you know what they call a spacecraft that doesn't have perfect flight navigation? Space crap. A little space humor. So my second hat that I got to wear was writing uplink code so that we could send all kinds of messages to the spacecraft, including rewriting the whole code base if we needed to. So at one point I had to fill this huge data buffer with extra characters as placeholders. So I had to put anything I wanted to in that data buffer, so I put all the names of those of us on the software team. So my name was in every transmission that went from Earth to Mars for the entire mission. Hundreds and thousands of messages. So when the Martians finally do come to Earth, they're gonna be looking for me. And then my third hat, the hat that remained elusive, the hat that I so desperately wanted, was to be selected to be a member of the launch team. So this was a team of about 25 people that would go live on Cocoa Beach and work at the Kennedy Space Center and put the spacecraft together for the final assembly and testing. It was a 2-month gig on the beach, and I had to get on that launch team list. I was on the bubble, I was on the nice to have list with my role in simulation, but I was not on the must have list. And all my best Pathfinder buddies were going. I had to get my name on the list. So one day my coworker Ron, our Unix system administrator, he lamented to me that he was on the list, but he didn't want to go. His wife was having a baby, and the timing was all wrong, and she was going to kill him. And I saw my opportunity, and I said, "I'll do it. You can train me how to be the Unix system administrator. How hard could it be? And I'll go in your place." And he actually liked the idea, and we sold it to management, and the next thing you know, I'm at Cape Kennedy, unpacking boxes, laying cables under the floor, formatting and configuring those Unix machines as if I knew what I was doing as the Unix system administrator. So on the night of the launch, my buddy Becky and I were about 20 minutes late getting to our outpost building where we would do the final countdown because we had stopped to take a selfie on the launch pad with the rocket, of course, right? We were ahead of our time on selfies. And when I get to the outpost building, everyone's looking around and waiting for me and looking kind of pissed off and giving me a stink eye, like I'm late or something. And that's, I'm all, what's the big deal? Well, we had no communications back to JPL. We were dead in the water, not the least bit of a signal. This could cost us the launch, and this was a job for the Unix system administrator. So I panicked just a little bit, right? Talk about imposter syndrome. I literally wasn't really a Unix system administrator, but I had pretty much just been faking it for a few weeks. And so, but I thought back to my training from Ron, and I had pages and pages of notes, and the first thing that he had said was, always check the cables, make sure everything is plugged in. So with all eyes upon me, I went to the back of every machine and I checked every cable and every plug, and then I would just work my way to the next piece of equipment and I would check every cable and every plug. And thank God I worked my way to the corner of the room where our Cisco router was, and sure enough, a cable was loose. And I jiggled that baby back in and we were back online, and I was a hero as the Unix system administrator. So we went on to have a fantastic launch that night, and then we had an incredible flight to Mars for 7 months, and then amazing operations on the surface of Mars. Pathfinder lasted for over 3.5 months, sending all kinds of pictures and telemetry and data back to those of us on Earth. She lasted for 3.5 months, even though we only expected her to last for a few weeks, so she way outlived her expectations. And she really set the bar and set a new path, like she was supposed to do, for interplanetary space travel, and such that all these missions that we read about in the news today are leveraging her code and building upon her legacy. And that will include future missions that put people on Mars. So I'm so happy and thrilled to have been a part of this little piece of history. And it has meant so much to me in my life then, and then in my life now, when I get to retell the story. I learned so many things. I learned to ignore doubters and people who say you can't do it, and people who are not rooting for you to succeed. I learned to take on risks, say yes to things, volunteer even when I have no idea what I'm doing. And I learned to always check the cables.
Thank you, Cindy.